Rancher and former saddle bronc rider Tim Kellogg of Meteetse began selling homemade chocolates on weekends to bankroll his rodeo passion in 2004. Known by many as the Meteetse Chocolatier, Kellogg now runs a shop on the little town's main street 7 days a week, drawing locals and tourists back again and again for his rich and creative flavor pairings. Rebecca Martinez interviewed him and produced this piece.
There's quite a bit.
My name is Tim Kellogg. I'm also known as the Meteetse Chocolatier. I founded and run Meteetse Chocolatier here in Meteetse, Wyoming, and we make artisan chocolates.
We have a hibiscus, which is an edible flower, and it has almost kind of like a mild cranberry taste to it.
Now that we're established, I can kind of focus more on quality, not quantity, and kind of play with some exotic flavors or unusual pairings. And thankfully, most of those have sold very well. The big one was conifer. I make my own pine needle extract and make a chocolate out of that. And when I did it, I thought it tasted really good. It was really cool, and I was very excited. I'm like, no one is ever going to buy this. And it sells so well. I mean, it's almost kind of like a mythological characteristic to it now because people are all talking about it. But my favorite chocolate that did not work was I blended organic oregano with the dark chocolate, and it was just beautiful. And it tasted so good, and I couldn't even give them away. And I was so upset. I took that one personally. But I think, you know, our motto here is fear no chocolate. So I'm trying to broaden other people's horizons as I broaden my own. And, you know, there's a lot of things that can blend well with chocolate beyond the basics, like champagne or Bailey's or mocha or mint. And so it's kind of nice to bring in these different pairs. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
Don't cringe. Yeah. I wouldn't make it if it didn't taste well. No, it's not hot. It's not hot at all. The chipotle and the jalapeno are hot, but it's peppercorn. It's cracked peppercorns.
Oh, okay.
I used to be a saddle bronc rider, and I had broken the tree of my saddle and needed to buy a new one, and they're quite expensive. And my mom suggested that I make a bunch of truffles and brownies and sell them in Cody during the Cody Stampede at the Art in the Park. And those were things that I had done in tradition with my grandmother. Oh, my grandmother was a phenomenal baker, and she used to make all sorts of chocolates, just amazing, amazing stuff. And after she passed on, I would kind of keep some of that tradition alive and make some things at Christmas or other times of the year just to kind of keep her memory going. And that's kind of how that got started. I really wasn't too thrilled to be making chocolate in the beginning because, you know, I was working full-time on the ranch and rodeoing, and those were my two main focuses, and spending time in the hot kitchen in the middle of summer was not a pleasant experience. The business really started to grow very rapidly. Once I opened the storefront, I kind of didn't have a choice. I ran out of home use permits, and so I had to rent someplace where I could have a certified kitchen. And so when I first opened, you know, we were only open on Saturdays, and all the money I made would go to pay for ingredients for the next weekend. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on who's looking, about a year after the business started, I had a pretty bad wreck at a rodeo in Colorado and broke my ankle, dislocated my shoulder, and a few other little things. And I was like, well, I was never going to make it to the NFR, so I might as well stick to the ranch and the store. And there was also a few women in town here who threatened me that if I went back to rodeo, they would break my other leg. So, because they didn't want me to give up the store. And pretty quickly after that first December, we went to Saturdays and Sundays. And then that spring, it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then that summer, it was Thursday through Sunday. And then as my confidence grew and my ability grew and the customer base grew, as people found out about me, you know, I was able to move on to Main Street. And I kept growing slowly. And I think that was part dumb luck, but that was the whole basis for my success.
The IPA. Two? Just one.
When I first started, I honestly did not know what I was doing. I had my set way of making the chocolates because that's how I knew how to make them. And so after a few years, I really kind of hit a wall. And I wanted to grow, but there's only so much you can do with the Food Network and with Google. I kind of got to like in a rut where everything was kind of the same thing, only different, if that makes sense. And at that point, I had no formal culinary experience. And I did not want to go to culinary school because I didn't want to take 2 years off. And I don't need to know how to debone a fish. And I just wanted to make chocolates and desserts. And I found this chocolate-based culinary school in London. It's called the Chocolate Academy that caters to working professional chocolatiers. And so you go and you take a course that's 2 or 3 days long or however many days. Like there's one class on petit fours or on plated desserts or on, you know, ganaches or this or that. And, you know, and I got in and it was such a wonderful environment. And it was definitely not a Gordon Ramsay kitchen, because if someone made a mistake, they'd be like, oh, look, you know, this is what happens to every chocolatier. This is how you prevent it, or this is how you fix it. And so it was a really great environment. And I've been working side by side with a lot of these chocolatiers for years now, and I've kind of gained a confidence. And it's really neat to see the chocolates in my case now compared to what they were years ago. And that's how I base my success, is the quality of my product. And to see the things that in the case now, I never in my life would have dreamed of 8 years ago.
Kellogg celebrates his 9th year as the Metizzi Chocolatier this month. For more information about his business, you can find it at metizzichocolatier.com.